Hello and welcome. Today we've got Melissa Redpill, and today we're going to be discussing whether Trump actually knows the deep state plans. Now, just before we begin, you can subscribe to my Instagram channel at nicholas.veniamin, where you can follow all my daily news reels. Melissa, thank you so much for joining me. How are you and what have you been up to?
Hey, I'm so glad to see you guys. I've been gone and you've been gone, and finally we're back together. I'm so glad to see you. And so much is going on. Today is July 23rd, everybody. And it's a wild ride. So everybody keep buckled in. But yeah, so the first thing that happened today, as we know, is that the cheater or Cheeto just resigned. So that's a big deal. Because I think we had both parties coming against her, but I just think that she just took the fall. And they're hoping that we're gonna let it go. What do you think?
Is this a resignation or was this him stepping out of the race?
Okay, so oh no. Okay, so I'm talking about the head of the Secret Service, that she.
Oh, the
Oh,
header. Sorry, I do,
I'm
excuse
calling
me.
I'm calling her Cheeto. Her name is Cheadle. But
I thought
anyway.
you meant Joe Biden because he cheated.
All right, okay, right, okay. There's so
Yeah.
many cheaters around here. Anyway, I don't even think that's her real
There's so
name.
much going on. And do you know what?
It
I think that Cheeto cheated, and then you've got Crooks, Thomas Crooks. I mean, God is telling us exactly what it is, right?
Everybody's name is just always freaks me out. I look at everybody's name, I'm like, I bet that's not their name. I bet that whole thing, they're just part, when they join the club, they get a new name, and that's a way that you can kind of figure out what they do, what their specialty is. And
It's
she's
like
in.
Bill Barr, he's going to put them behind the bars. I don't know, is he still good?
Right. I don't even know about that. That guy. See, there's just so much. I don't trust him. I don't trust him. But we'll see. We'll see. You never know at the end, how it's gonna be. Actually, for those of you who don't know what I do, I'm Melissa Redpill, and I look at how this is biblical, because it says on the board 8 times biblical. And so I began to realize, hey, I need to really be able to connect these dots for people. And there's a really interesting verse in the Bible. Jesus said that not to judge anything before the time, because when he arrives, he'll explain all these things to us. I think there's a lot of moving parts, and sometimes it's hard to know. My first inclination is to be very suspicious of just about everything. That's a harder thing to do in life. It's tough, but it's. I think it's important that we just really be cautious with anyone and not just, not trust completely. Anyway, but let's talk about what's going on today. I'm going to share the screen. You ready?
Ready.
All right, let's go. Uh-oh, I'm on the wrong screen, of course. Oh gosh. How did that
Wow, we can
happen?
see everything
I
now.
know, my whole, right?
Oh,
All my junk. Actually, that my desktop actually looks better than it used to. It was bad. It was really bad. All right, so yeah, first thing I wanted to say is that Tucker is coming out saying is Biden dead? And we're looking for proof of life. Biden was on some video yesterday, and it sounded like it was AI. Everybody's calling it out as a cheap fake. But I want you to hear what Tucker had to say, and this is actually from Charlie Kirk, where he posted this, and basically Tucker is reading it. Check it out.
Charlie Kirk. The official story was that Biden's trip was cut short last week due to COVID. However, according to this source, U.S. Secret Service informed Las Vegas Metro that there was an emergency situation involving Joe Biden and to close necessary streets so that POTUS could be transported immediately to University Medical. Then mysteriously, there was a stand down order and the Secret Service informed local Vegas PD that they were going to medevac POTUS to Johns Hopkins, which they presume meant fly him back east as soon as possible. Apparently, the rumor mill in the police department was that Joe Biden was dying or already dead. Possibly. Given that Joe Biden has been out of public sight for days and dropped out of the race via an X post, and his brother James indicated health was a factor, I'm beginning to grow more curious if COVID or something else has been more serious than reported. Clearly, something is going on here.
Right. Nobody's got COVID. Nobody in the world's got COVID. So that's a first clue. And then they're saying they need to medevac him, right? Back to the east. What's that about? His drunk uncle, whatever, Frank, is saying we want to just, we think this was a very good decision for him to step out of the race because we want to have as much time with him as we can. When do you say that? That's when someone's dying. And my thought is, remember what they did with Michael Jackson? They kept pumping him full of drugs to try to get more out of him. We know they've been pumping Biden full of drugs. There's just, you know, to try to keep him upright. And anyway, I think that they just probably pushed him right on over. I would not doubt that. So something's going on. What do you think?
I have no idea. I mean, you think that they got rid of him for what reason? Well, I mean, I know it's maybe obvious, but let's hear your take.
Well, you know, and here you are. There, everybody's coming down saying, you know, they saw the numbers after the debate. Everybody's like, okay, we can't vote for this guy. He can't put two sentences together, and realizing, you know, it's over. You know, he's gone mentally. So they're all trying to get him to step out of the race, but he won't do it. Okay, so how much of this is a show? How much of this is reality? It's really hard to tell. But the point is, they're like, we've got to get someone else in the race. Now they're all standing behind Kamala. They're all jumping in to support Kamala. So that's, okay, so I want to show you what's happening on that. You know, now she's got all the electors behind her. They're not supposed to financially, she's not supposed to have the money. And there's 100,000 electors, whatever the number of electors there are. How do you get them all to vote again? They haven't voted again. They're just saying this, just like they always do. They say that Biden stepped out. They say that the electors have gone for Kamala. Just because they put it out in the news, they think it's true. They make it true. You know, and that's really what the Bible talks about. This is that they'll be able to work these miracles. And, you know, it's talking about the two beasts. I actually did a video on it, and I'm doing a series call about end times. If you look at my channel, Red Pill of the World, in yellow, you'll see all the different ones about the different studies. Okay, there's 15, whatever. So I was talking about the two beasts, and these beasts, it says, are able to work these miracles. I don't think they work, quote, miracles. What they do is they put something out in the news. It's as if it happened. And just because they say it, people believe it. And that, I think, is a big part of what this, quote, miracle, that fire flashes from heaven. It's that they are just like, oh, wow, can you see that there's this war going on? We've got to take more money from you and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, here you go. You've got Kamala now has the electors. She's not supposed to get the money from his coffers, but it looks like they're going to just break whatever rule that is. The money should be sent back to the people who donated, but they don't have time for that. You know, the time is running out. So, you know, we know they care nothing about the rules. And what I do, you guys, is when I talk about how this is biblical, I'm talking about end times information about, like, the scary movie called Left Behind is not that. Don't think about that scary movie. It's about that it's the end times for these creeps and how they've run this game on us for so long. It's the end times for them. So that's my book. It's a bestseller on Amazon for $2. Anyway, end times in 1,000 years apiece. The other thing that just happened just before I came on today is this memorandum with this big, crazy, long name. This just happened last night. Now, supposedly, Biden has signed off his presidential powers to the Secretary of State and the Secretary of the Treasury. Like, who's going to do that unless he's dead, incapacitated, which he was already one foot in the grave. We knew that. So that is crazy. Now that basically the dogs are taking the power unto themselves. This just came out. I just found out about this morning. I mean, this is Banana Republic time. This is what a Banana Republic would do.
It's just how about the $81 million that she says that was donated to Kamala Harris? Because I think that, you know, it's a lot of money, and somebody who doesn't know too much about what's going on might think, wow, she's very popular, $81 million in donations. Now, what I think is that it could be somebody like a one payment from one person, like George Soros, who's very corrupt, to make it look like she's popular. Uh-huh. What do you think about that?
I agree with you, because, you know, another thing that happened, I looked on Twitter this morning, and it's trending, hashtag Kamala 2024. Well, let me just tell you something. The people are not going out there in mass to promote her. It has to be bots. It has to be, you know, the people don't. She didn't even get one electoral vote, you know, the last time when she was running for president. So, yeah, I don't think there's this groundswell of support for her, except from the Soros bunch and the Obama bunch, and they're just trying to force her in there. They are also saying on Van Jones was saying that all the black men are going to be supporting this, quote, black woman. Well, she's not black. She's Bahama, from Bahama. One parent is from Bahama, one is from India. She's not black. She knows nothing about the black culture. I've seen a lot of videos where they're calling her out that she's not, you know, but it's going to be interesting to see if they're going to, you know, what are they going to do to the people who come out and say that truth? You know, they're going to probably slam them like we've been slammed all this time. If anybody comes out against her, oh, they're a racist and all the rest. We know their playbook completely.
Yeah. No, a few days ago, I think it was almost a week ago now, we had, you know, an internet cutoff where some countries experienced, not internet cutoff, but like the systems went down.
Yeah.
Where, you know, with airplanes, with bank transfers and stuff like that. Banks across the world. I heard it from some people in the Middle East and Europe.
Yep.
Now, I've heard maybe they're testing to see if it works for their plans to halt the elections because they know Trump would win. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I would not doubt. I would not doubt anything that they would be doing to prepare for the election. I just think they're trying to cover their tracks. I heard someone else saying that when they are able to access all these computers, they want to be able to get in there and do whatever to cover up their crimes. Imagine if you, I mean, we have to think like a criminal. You know, if you had done all these crimes and you know there's evidence all over the world, you're going to try to do everything you can to cover your tracks. But the thing is, we know the white hats have it all. They have all the information, all the evidence. There's no way that they can cover their tracks at this point. It's too late. They've been too careless for too long. If you remember, Admiral Rogers, way back in, 2018, revealed the NSA data that was in the kind of a hidden vault, and he exposed all that, and so that they could access all of this information, all these text messages, all their the communication that they were having that proved all their crimes. So it's too late. It's too little too late. So, you know, no telling what they're trying to do. They want to control everything because of their fear, but it's not going to help. It's not going to help. So anyway, so I wanted to mention also Netanyahu just came to town. I didn't know that he was coming, and all of a sudden he's here. He's going to be speaking before Congress. He's requested to meet with President Trump during his visit, and you know, I think President Trump keeps his enemies close. Let me just say that. But the youth is very antagonistic toward Netanyahu. So on this, Netanyahu's going before Congress. They're setting up all these fences. He's not going to, they're completely controlling that situation and protecting him. Of course, they didn't do that for President Trump, right? And so now these kids they hate Netanyahu. So all these Democrats, including Kamala, are not going. So what I really think they're doing with this is they're fomenting all this antagonism in our country. Oh, you know, pro-Israel, anti-Israel, that type of faction, all that. So they've tried to keep us divided. And this is in my opinion, this tells you who's controlling our country. When he can go up there and they have complete the fencing all around, and as well as, I bet he is part of this right here, where these powers were given to the Secretary of State and the Secretary of of the Treasury. I bet Netanyahu has his hands in that, because that's who controls our country. You know, there's this deep
stuff. Absolutely.
All right. So the other thing is, President Trump said about the 25th Amendment way back in 2021. He said that that he has he's not in danger at all with the 25th Amendment, but Biden is. So are they going to try to say, oh, and one other thing that just came out is that Her has all these tapes that show that Biden was incoherent, incapacitated. We haven't seen it, but very likely the transcript doesn't match the audio tapes. That's why they've not wanted to release the audio tapes. Now, all of a sudden, they want to release the audio tapes. Is that going to enable them to say we have to remove him with the 25th Amendment? I don't think they're going to come out and say Biden's dead. They're probably going to come out with some kind of clone and then say, okay, you're going to have to be removed with the under the 25th Amendment. This is what President Trump said way back in 2021. Again, does President Trump know all of their plans? The answer is yes. And he and the White Hats have a plan of their own. Check it out.
Again, I'd like to say that free speech is under assault like never before. The 25th Amendment is of zero risk to me, but will come back to haunt Joe Biden and the Biden administration. As the expression goes, be careful what you wish for.
There you go. It appears that that's going to happen.
Can you explain for the viewers one more time, what is the 25th Amendment?
Okay, that basically was where you can remove the sitting president because of his being incapacitated. His not being able to fulfill the job for whatever reason. Let's say someone's on life support or they've been proven that they are mentally incapable of doing the job. And so he said this way back in 2021 that, Biden better be careful what he wishes for, because the 25th Amendment is what they're going to use to remove him. So here we are.
This is just before they stole the election, but right. Just before Joe Biden, I think it's 8 days before Joe Biden was inaugurated.
Yes, exactly. And so he was preparing to leave, which was heartbreaking.
To let them know that you've cheated. We know you're incapable. We know the 25th Amendment. And eventually this section is what we're going to use to get to sort you out.
Right. And here we are, just like he said. How many times has Trump been proven right? Just wait long enough and it's going to happen. So why would they do that? Because we haven't seen the man in days. Are they going to say, well, because we haven't seen him, because he's been shown to be incapacitated, whatever it is. And so that they'll have to pass this 25th Amendment to remove him and then install Kamala as the president. Lord help us. President Kamala, just prepare for such as that. And so then she is more on an equal footing with President Trump at these debates. Oh, I'm the president. You're the president. We're equal. Like, as if anyone is going to buy that. Just like the debate before with Biden, it was clear. It was very clear that he was in no condition to be able to debate President Trump. And neither can Kamala. I mean, they just cannot prop her up enough. I'm sure they're going to try, but they're not going to be able to. So we're just watching all of this play out. So I want you guys to see that. Yeah, just be prepared for that and just trust the plan. Now, they're trying to get her in that position as president, and they just came out today saying, I think I have it right here. Yeah, that Zelensky just says we have to end the war as soon as possible. All of a sudden, you know what? The assassination didn't work. Biden's out. We need to end this war, because they've got to get, more important than anything else, is they have to defeat Trump. They have to get Kamala in there, or so a puppet, which she's a very good puppet. And, they think based upon their race wars that they cause, that they will be able to get her in there, because no one can vote against a black woman, whatever. Anyway, so now they know that after she's installed, they can go ahead and start another war like that. So that's what he just said.
Because they're afraid now that, Trump's going to win. We can see it. Biden is just, he's out of here. We don't think Kamala Harris is going to win. And we need to stop these wars and repent, because we're going to have a very strong punishment if we continue with this. But if Trump comes back in, do you think that's the case?
I kind of look at it this way. I think that they realize that the American people are not up for this war. They want this, they don't want anything that's going to prevent them from being able to get Kamala installed. If there's anything like the support for Netanyahu, they want to prove that she does not support Netanyahu. They want to show that she does not support, that we're not warmongers. That takes those things off the table, and so that they can get her installed as president. I think that's really what it is. I mean, you guys put in the comment section what you think. You know, I think it's how they play us. It's about the vote. All these decisions that they're making is about how can we tweak the numbers just enough and cheat enough to get Kamala in there. That's all it's about, is what do we have, politically, what do we have to do in maneuvers? You know, if we have to forego some money that we've been able to money launder out of Ukraine for a few months until we get Kamala installed, so be it. More importantly, we just need to make sure that Kamala, there's nothing that threatens her from being able to get installed. And they know they're going to have to cheat like they've never cheated before, because the woman is highly unpopular. Okay, so then here's where President Trump was talking about Biden's, quote, condition, that he couldn't even walk the small stairs. I didn't realize that on a plane, that it is really hard to open those short stairs. I didn't even know that.
Somebody has to look at it. Look. You had people that lied to the American public. And I tell you what, you ought to take a look at his doctors, because his doctors keep giving him this wonderful report. I'm not a doctor, but I saw him the other day, was unable to get up the children's stairs going Air Force One. You know, they're called children's stairs, right?
Yeah.
And they're not supposed to be used because they're very hard to open. It's a lot more difficult than wheeling the standard stair up and you walk down a stair. They're called the children's stairs. They're very complicated. You know, they're built into the side of the plane. They shouldn't be opened. They're opened all the time. He only goes down those stairs now. And now nobody ever mentions it, but I always mention it. He couldn't get up those stairs yet. He almost didn't make that final step. And his doctors say he's in good health. His doctor says, I know all about his doctor.
There you go. They've been lying about his health. You know, President Trump is bringing
and
that
this
up.
Is treason as well, on top of that.
Right. In what way are you saying it's treason?
Treason that they're lying to the American public that their president is capable when he's not capable.
Right. Right. And I really encourage everyone to post about that. Share that information, because clearly that is treason, like you're saying. And they, yeah, they've kept this a secret. The doctors kept it a secret. Kamala kept it a secret. You know, we need to push that. And, you know, whenever President Trump, he's the commander in chief in very literal sense, that he's leading the charge. Whatever he talks about, that's what we need to push. And we need to push it out there. So he's coming out and saying, we talked about this before we came on the air, that, you know, when this first happened, I'm going to show you some other videos about from what President Trump is saying now. When this first happened, he was not calling out the Secret Service. He was saying how thankful he was to the Secret Service. And of course, those men who went and jumped on top of him and potentially could have gotten hit by a bullet, they were courageous and wonderful. But he did not at all lead you to believe that he thought at all that the Secret Service had anything to do with this, with what happened to him. But I think he knew. Even then, anyone could look at this setup of this venue and see how dangerous it was to have a building so close that was not secure. Anybody could see that. So I want you to see that and understand that I think it doesn't play well as well coming from him. But now that we are down here, you know, as the minions who are speaking this truth and pushing this out there, and we're showing how angry we are and pushing this out, this is enabling him to come out and say it. That's always our role, is to speak all this truth and to give him that platform, if you will, to speak about some of these things. So here's where he's talking about there were no warnings. So he goes out there. He could have waited 5 minutes, as he said, until they got this all sorted out. If they knew that there was a dangerous person out there, potentially on a roof, you know, with a rangefinder and all that, they could have dealt with it before he walked out there. So check it out.
They were monitoring this guy for an hour beforehand.
Yeah.
No one told you not to take the stage?
No, nobody mentioned it. Nobody said there was a problem. And I would have waited for 15. They could have said, let's wait for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 5 minutes, something. Nobody said, I think that was a mistake. The Secret Service, they call them snipers, but he was, you know, world-class shot. I guess he didn't want to take the shot. I can understand that one a little bit, because maybe he didn't see, you know, maybe he doesn't know. You don't want to shoot somebody if the person's not going to be carrying a gun. I don't know if they had a gun. They had a policeman that actually saw the man with a gun, and you would have thought that that would have been conveyed to other people. So there were some mistakes, but I can tell you this, just to go on the more positive side, the people on the stage were unbelievable and brave. They were all Secret Service that came running up, and they were running past bullets. Bullets were, when I went down, bullets were coming over my head, and you hear them. It's like zip, zip. So I'm lucky I went down fast, but I don't even consider that the lucky part. I consider the lucky part turning exactly right in the one position where, you know, you're going to get hit here, but you're not going to get hit in the wrong location, which is, you know what that is.
Senator, the FBI is doing an investigation on the assassination attempt. Do you trust the Bureau?
I don't trust the Bureau leadership, but I certainly think there are a lot of good field agents, guys on the grounds who have the country's best interest at heart. I think, like the president, obviously he was there and I wasn't, but my initial reaction was exactly the same. What bravery from the guys who reacted immediately, but what the hell was going on? How was that guy ever allowed to be there in the first place? Because I think somebody, whether it's higher up or somebody else involved, really did screw up, and we have to get to the bottom of it because, you know, now me and my family are under protection, and obviously the president's safety is of paramount importance. I mean, few people realize, whether you're Democrat or Republican, what an unbelievable, you know, bullet that we all dodged, right? Of course, the president's life is the most important thing. The unrest in this country, the anger, it would have taken this country a half a century to get over it. And, you know,
not so different. He's really hearkening back to JFK. He knows what happened with JFK. This, I don't know if you know about J.D. Vance. He's a patriot. He knows that the 2020 election was stolen, and you know he maybe didn't stand with Trump at the very beginning, but now he completely of course is, you know, all of us have, it's just taken us a while to kind of catch up and really get with the, you know, understanding.
Absolutely, we all have the chance to flip and change.
He was
probably once, you know, taken by the media like we was.
Exactly.
I mean, I can't speak for you, but I know I was way before COVID. I always knew that every president was chosen, you know, selected, you know, by the Illuminati, by the deep state. But then I did more digging, and I don't like Trump. I love Trump.
I adore Trump. I adore. Exactly. So, you know, and I think that's helping each one of us as we remember that we've all been misled. That we and you go to someone and say, hey, you know, don't feel bad. We've all been misled. We've all been lied to, and it's been it's this matrix that's been around us, whether it's through the education system or the entertainment or the media or through church or whatever. It is, they've just kept us deceived and locked down, and so it's been really, really hard to come out of it. So he, you know, clearly, I'm crazy about J.D. Vance. I think this is an interesting choice for him to be the Veep, because he's not ticking the boxes. He's a deplorable. He's not, you know, African American. He's not, you know, whatever. He's not one of the things that would try to get to one group or another group. I really don't think it really matters. What we're going for is we want the policies that it doesn't matter about skin color. It matters about us having the policies and someone who truly has the ability to do the job. We're seeing that with Kamala. She was a DEI hire, you know, just so she would tick all the boxes that she's the black woman and blah, blah, blah. But now, clearly, she's not in a position to take the role as the president. But he's asking here in a little bit, he's going to ask, how did they get on this roof? So I want you to hear that part. It's really important because he's bringing this up and basically finally questioning the Secret Service. And especially, I think, because he's seeing that these people are going before, Democrat and Republican, they're all, you know, these congressmen, a lot of them have had to be under Secret Service protection, and they realize that they are, you know, this could have happened to them. Now it's personal. You know, it's not political anymore. This is, hey, you got to do a better job than this, and you need to, you know, that's the only reason that the woman stepped down. In my opinion, you know, she took the fall because we know that this thing was planned, and I almost hear that in President Trump's voice. Say what you think.
We really did, I think, as a country, get really lucky, not just the president.
I know many people in the FBI, they're great. They tend to be at the mid and lower levels. They're unbelievable. And they're MAGA. Believe me, they're MAGA. They're Make America Great Again people.
But, you know, there's some things going on with our government that we have to really worry about. Did we have enough people? Why didn't we have enough people? Somebody said that a lot of people were put on Biden's detail. The problem is Biden doesn't draw anybody. He draws flies. He draws nobody. And, you know...
Is he saying he's dead? When he's saying he draws flies? I just find that funny.
You don't need very many people for that because he does not draw. 30 people show up, and we have 55, 60,000 people show up. And so you have to take care of those big crowds.
Secret Service detail of 20, you can have a 1-to-1 ratio at a Biden rally, right? The president actually needs substantial protection. So I 100% believe that some people got to be investigated and probably some people need to be fired.
It was a pot shot. Are you at all suspicious?
Do you notice how JD is saying that? These people need to be investigated. You know, heads need to roll. But President Trump is not saying that. But anyway, he's going to say more.
No, he's going to. Yeah, I think this is an opportunity for us to get more information as to what's going on now that Trump has a vice president to say things. Of course, yeah.
Yeah, gives him cover.
And we can read, hey, we need to be paying attention to Trump's face whilst JD is speaking.
Yeah.
Because that will give away as well.
There you go. That's a good point. Well, and he's helping everyone understand that it's not the regular, you know, people in the FBI or the Secret Service, whatever. It's the ones at the top. He's making that clear so people are starting to realize who is who are our enemies here.
He had help?
Well, you just don't know. It doesn't look like it, does it? But now we're finding out that he had some encrypted phone numbers and to foreign countries, which a little bit surprises me. When you look at him, he was somebody that was bullied in school, and you know, you hear all different stories. I would say probably he was a loner, but you don't know that. They have to check out the phone numbers, they have to check out the phone. I think they were able to break into his phone, I think, I hope, I would hope so. For a crime like this, you have to be able to break into a phone, you know, because they pride themselves on not allowing people to break in, and government can't get in. Apple can let you in. So I don't know exactly what happened, but
speaking of that, before we go on, I want to show you guys something super quick. And I don't want to take a whole lot of time, but this just came out. Let me see if I can get, okay. Someone has taken the time to trace. And this is just a regular citizen, a regular patriot. And he's gone through and he's been able to identify how they, let me see if I can find his verbiage. The mobile ad data analysis by the Heritage Foundation's Oversight Project reveals that someone who regularly visited Thomas Crook's Pennsylvania home also visited a building in D.C. near an FBI office. In other words, you know, the FBI was going pulling him to be using him as a patsy. And who knows what MK Ultra things they did to this useful idiot. You know, the kid who was too stupid to realize that they're going to shoot him. He's going to be dead, you know, in 5 minutes. He thought that he was in the cool kids crowd, finally. Poor thing. He's too much of an idiot to understand. The cell phone data shows frequent visitor to Crooks and the FBI building. So isn't that interesting? Which we could have figured, but now we have the evidence of that. So you guys, make sure to share this out because President Trump is, he's exposing this. He's saying that clearly this there's some funny things going on with what 20-year-old do you know who's got three, you know, all these encrypted accounts and all these phones and all that? That just doesn't make sense. On another little tidbit, biblical tidbit, this is in Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, where all these things are occurring. Bethel is a biblical name. Bethel means house of God. If you remember, when Jacob was running from his brother Esau, because it was truly the fight between good and evil at that point, he went to this Mount Bethel, or Bethel, the house of God. And that's when he saw the ladder I've told you about, the staircase that goes to heaven, the stairway to heaven. And he laid on that stone of destiny, which I've talked about before. They saw the angels ascending and descending from heaven. So this is interesting how they always hijack these good names. And they're using this Bethel Park, but they think God is Satan. They think he's the God of this world. All right. So whenever they say God, you got to understand which God they're talking about, the true and living God or Satan. And I wanted to share that with you guys. If you go on my Telegram, when you go to freedomforce.live, if you want to see this this post and see it a little more detail, go to my freedomforce.live. Go to the social media right here, and you can find, you know, all the different social media I have. I just posted this on Telegram earlier today, and my team will be posting it out to the other locations. Just search the word Bethel, or B-E-T-H-E-L, Bethel. Okay, you guys. Well, I think we have just a couple more minutes, and I want to kind of wrap it up. But I wanted you guys to hear what President Trump is talking about on the roof. Do we have a second to do that?
Yeah. Okay. Go for it.
Assassination is big stuff, and you have to get to it. So we'll see what happens. But it just shouldn't have been when you have essentially a flat, open roof like that, and it's direct to the target with absolutely nothing in its way. How can somebody be up there? And he was up there for a long period of time because they have tape of him moving all over the place. And then they see him and they don't report him. Who was the policeman, or the, I guess it was local police, who looked at him, saw him standing with a gun? I think the guy saw him, and this guy dropped off the roof. And I don't blame him for that. What I do blame him for is why isn't he calling everybody, screaming and saying, there's a guy with a gun up there. What did he do when he dropped off the roof? Did he just go away and say, like, nothing? That's a big, you know, that's a big factor. Who was he? And why did he do that? Why didn't we know about that? Because I would have, you know, oftentimes, based on weather and based on other things, I'd say, sir, would you wait 10 minutes before you go out, please? We never had a case like this. But certainly if they said, would you wait 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes because we have a possible problem, unlikely but possible. I wish somebody would have done that, because Corey would be alive and two people that were seriously hurt would not be hurt. And we wouldn't have had all of the things that we've gone through over the last period of time.
And sir, I think it illustrates something that's so different about the Trump administration versus the Biden administration. Look, screw-ups sometimes happen, even very big screw-ups. But it's the responsibility of leaders to stand before the country and say, all right, we screwed up. We're going to get to the bottom of it. We're going to answer questions and do it in public. I think the fact that there's been no transparency here is what makes a lot of us say, well, what the hell happened, and why, you know, are we actually taking steps to ensure it doesn't happen again?
If you're elected, you can...
Frankly, many things are known right now. But some of the things that are known are bad. How did somebody get on that roof, and why wasn't he reported? Because people saw that he was on the roof. I mean, you had Trumpers screaming, the woman in the red shirt, she was screaming, there's a man on the roof. And then other people said, there's a man on the roof who's got a gun. And that was quite a bit before I walked onto the stage. So you would have thought somebody would have done something about it.
Okay, the other thing, there's another video clip, and our time's running out, but he said that this is, you know, you always get this shot. It's very easy to get in this clear line of sight and very, very close. Anyone who doesn't even have to be a sharpshooter would be able to hit a target like this. President Trump said that. You know, and that shows right there how much of a miracle it was that he was not killed. It really...
Absolutely.
They wanted to do the same thing, terrorize us like they did with the JFK assassination on live TV. And for those of you who don't know, CNN carried this rally live. It was the first time they carried a rally live. You tell me what that's about.
Yeah. Oh, what, for Trump, you mean?
Yes.
That, yeah, well,
was sick. They wanted
to terrorize the people.
They knew what was going to happen. All of this was known. There are people who know this. This is one of the toughest red pills to swallow, is that a lot of people just cannot imagine that there would be people who would do such an evil thing, and that this group would all be in on it and know about it and not say anything. But this is the thing. If you say something, you're dead. You can't say anything.
I want to say also, on the day... I think, yeah, the 13th of, you know, of July when this happened, Joe Biden, he tweets something, and he says I am briefed on the shooting at Donald Trump's rally in Pennsylvania, false, you know, period. Yeah. And then he's got, and then he, after that, he never mentions Trump's name. Hear me out here.
Yeah.
He says, I'm grateful to hear that he's safe and doing well. I'm praying for him and his family and all those who were at the rally as we wait for their information. Jill and I are grateful to the Secret Service for getting him to safety. There's no place for this kind of violence in America. We must unite as one nation to condemn it. Now, the reason why I believe he didn't use Trump's name in that was because they don't want to tell the universe who they're praying to. So when they have his, it's a bit like what you said earlier when they say, which God are they referring to?
Yep. Yep.
You know? Yep. So they only, at the beginning, they only use Trump's name at the beginning when they go, I have been briefed on the shooting at Donald Trump rally in Pennsylvania. This could be telling the universe either way, anything. Like whether you're happy about it, whether you condemn it, whatever,
right.
Whether you,
right.
You know what I mean? So yep. And everything else, wishing, because whatever we say, words are powerful. We say the universe hears it. But he doesn't want to pray to Donald Trump.
Right.
And that's what he used his say, doing well, him and his family. So that's what I thought. I noticed that in his tweets.
Yeah. That's a very interesting point. I had not even thought about that. Very, very good point. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. The other thing about the roof thing, one other quick thing I wanted to say before we go, is that Eli Crane was up on that roof showing how close that was and how it's not steep at all, but how close it was to the venue, and also showing this building right, right behind him, which was attached, it was the second level, that the CIA was in, by their own admission, not the CIA, I'm sorry, the Secret Service snipers were in this building. And so I'm going to show you guys a video if you want to go and look at it. This is the one called Trump RNC Clues Second Shooter Proof. There's a man who's done audio analysis, and he believes that this person was on the bottom floor of that building, basically just below this young man, and that that's who shot, because the trajectory of the bullet was going upward. Because the same bullet that struck President Trump's ear actually went to hit that man on the back of the bleachers. And so it went up another, several feet up in the air to hit that man on the bleachers. And that would not have been the case if it had been the shooting by this man on the roof. The trajectory would have been different. I think that the shooter on the roof, this Crooks guy, I think his shots were wild. And it's the sniper who took that shot with a completely different caliber gun who did the shot that pierced President Trump's ear. Anyway, this guy does an absolutely amazing job. It's right there on my Red Pill the World channel over on Rumble. And he also brought out one other thing. The other thing I was going to mention is that I think that I have a feeling that sniper, I don't know that the one that was on that roof right behind President Trump, I have a feeling that none of those shots came from his rifle, his gun. I don't think he had a clear shot, first of all, because there were trees in the way. And I think, second of all, when you look at it, you hear three shots, but one of the shots, it was when the gun's going this way and that way. I just have a feeling that he did not get any of those shots off. This was shots from someone completely different. This was from the first shooter and the second, in my opinion, the Secret Service sniper, whoever worked for Cheeto. And also whoever, this other person, then the Crooks guy. So anyway, we're going to get to the bottom of this. We, as the American people, are going to get to the bottom of it, because we cannot trust the FBI or the CIA to do it.
Yeah.
We know that from JFK. And President Trump knows all this information about JFK. And then when this truth comes out about JFK, everybody will realize it's true. you know, what happened with JFK was all done by the CIA. So anyway, for those of you who are, haven't seen this on the board, when you just search this site right here and you type the word biblical, it's in here 9 different times. Biblical. Let's see. Right, yeah, here we go. It's going down now. Okay, so biblical right here. Right? Biblical. You know, all these different posts about how it's biblical. We are living in biblical times. So this is what, again, this is what I try to piece together. And just, I'm very thankful that the Lord helped me to do it. The thing is, you're not going to hear it from people who are controlled by them. And I'm not controlled by them. It's most of the people who are in these positions of authority in the church, they would, even if they knew this information, they would never share it because that's their job. They would be out on their can. And so this is why, you know, just like we have to all piece these things together as citizen journalists, as far as the shooting or whatever truth we're sharing, I'm doing the same thing on how this is biblical. And that's what these books are about. I write them in a very easy way for people to understand, but this is the end of this. I want you to be encouraged. Whether you get the book and read it, like I said, it's $2 on Amazon. It's the point is, this is the end times for them ruling over us and lying to us. And it's maddening. But this is what this is the end of it. And it's all throughout the book of Revelation, which is about this one, the major clues from minor prophets, all those minor prophets that we never even read. They told us exactly what was going to happen. And every Bible story you've ever heard, it's all pointing us in this same direction. So it's very, very encouraging. I hope that it will encourage you guys. And also the audiobook is on my website so you can listen to it. And don't be afraid, no matter what happens. People have told me they're just petrified. They're still just in PTSD after what happened with President Trump. And I just want you to know, this is biblical. He's the chosen one. That nothing can stop what is coming. This is going to happen. We're going to take down this criminal cabal, and we're going to have peace on earth. That's what's going to happen.
Amen. I love that. Well, thank you very much, Melissa. It's been a very interesting interview. Is there anything else that you'd like to say to the viewers before we finish?
I just want to pray for everybody. I want to pray for everybody right now. I thank you, Lord, for everyone who's listening. I thank you that you have called each one of them. You've hand-selected each one for this role, Lord, in this day. Lord, guide them on what exactly they should share, who they should share it with, how they can get this truth out, and just guide us every step of the way by your Spirit. Thank you for Nicholas. I pray you continue to bless his work, that you would just help his work to just run and fly through the internet, and that everything that the enemy attempts will fail miserably, and just be able to expose them more and more. You say have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Help us to expose them. Help everyone to wake up. This is the day of this great awakening that you promised would happen, and we see it. We're so thankful that you've chosen us to be a part of what you are doing, and we praise you and we thank you. We thank you for our wonderful President Trump. We just thank you for him and how courageous he is and how he's doing so great. And that all the ones who are in positions of leadership on the front lines, just protect them, guard them, surround them with your holy angels, guard this election. And we just completely trust you and your timing. And we just know that it's all going to work out great. We just trust you and love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Melissa. All right. I will speak again very soon. You take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Love you guys.
Bye.